for it, learned today he has about 7.5 years of prison time ahead of him on his conspiracy conviction. A federal court judge in Washington tacked on 3 consecutive years to the 47-month sentence he received in a separate case last week in the state of Virginia. There was even more prison time meted out today, but the judge said that would be served concurrently with the first sentence. Before that, in a plea for leniency, Manafort apologized for his actions and told the judge everything had been taken from him already and asked her not to impose any additional prison time so he and his wife could resume their lives together. The Trump administration has made no move to match what dozens of countries around the world have done about Boeing's 737 MAX 8 aircraft. After the second of 2 fatal crashes in less than 6 months, the latest in Ethiopia, the plane has been almost universally grounded by countries and airlines. The United States has decided instead it is monitoring the situation. In Ethiopia, aviation authorities are pondering where to go for analysis of the black box recovered from the ill-fated plane. Here's AP's Charles de Ledesma.
An Ethiopian airline spokesman says the black box from the Boeing jet that crashed and killed all 157 people on board will be sent overseas for analysis, but no country has been chosen yet. The company says it has a range of options for the data and voice records of the flight's last moments, but admits the nation doesn't have the capability to probe it domestically. Another key point is that one recorder is apparently partially damaged. Sunday's disaster is the second with a MAX 8 plane in just 5 months and has set off a wave of groundings of the planes around the world. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he is halting the death penalty in his state. President Trump says that move would benefit stone-cold killers. There are 737 people on death row in California. This is VOA News. In Australia, convicted child abuser Cardinal George Pell, a former senior advisor to Pope Francis,